Blog Talk Radio.
Shadow.
Ain't nothing wrong with admiration. Don't be ashamed. Admiration is beautiful. When I was young, I used to always have admiration.
Jam mixtape show on Shadow World Radio. Show on Shadow World Radio. You are now in the relation slow jam mixtape show on Shadow World Radio.
Again, it's yours truly, Mr. Naz, and of course we have the lovely Miss Lady Jackie. What's going on, Jackie?
Good evening, good evening. How are you?
I'm feeling blessed, feeling blessed.
Happy Father's Day to all our fathers out there who listen, to all those wonderful people who are fathers, who play the role of fathers, who step up and fill in the gaps and, you know, do those fatherly roles and those fatherly duties. We salute you. You are invaluable, so we just want to let you know we appreciate who you are and what you do, because without you, many young people would be lost. So we want to salute you guys.
Amen. Amen. Same here to all our brothers, to all the gentlemen, all the men, all the young men, new fathers, fathers passed away, fathers that you kind of forgot about, but just the fathers in general, you know. No, and I just want to say this. I posted it on our Facebook page that, you know, if you have, you know, not, there's no book to being a perfect father or perfect mother, but you gotta understand, it's, each child is treated different, each family's different, each person's different. So take the time to forgive if you had, you know, kind of an estranged relationship with your father. Maybe you don't even know him. Forgive him. Forgive, learn to forgive. Because you don't know the full situation. And if you do, still forgive him. You know, because sometimes they didn't have the tools to be a father, a more supportive father. So we also pray for those fathers out there who need to become better fathers. Inspire to become better fathers. Pray that you become a better man, so you can take care of your children, you know. And, it's never too late. Trust me, it's never too late. Don't let nobody tell you that it's too late. It's never too late to be a father, never too late to be a father image toward a lot of youth out here. So salute to all the fathers and those soon-to-be fathers and those who are trying to be better fathers. We salute you.
Absolutely. There was a young woman who is part of my Facebook group, and she said today was the very first time she's ever called her father and wished him a happy Father's Day. Mind you, she's 30 plus. And she said, you know, God's working on me. And, you know, it is about the business, like you said. And there is no handbook to being a parent. You know, there is no handbook or blueprint to being a father. So people make mistakes along the way. It's about forgiveness and growing. So please, you know, sometimes we have to stop holding our parents, our fathers accountable for certain things. Now, don't get me wrong. Anything that's way out the box, I get it. But people make mistakes, and we're not perfect. So a lot of times people do the best with what they have, with what they know. And if that's all they had, they gave you the best of what they had. Take that, run with it, and in turn, you become a better person.
That's right. That's right. Amen. Now, Sister Jackie, now you want to let some of our listeners know, first of all, how was your week? Let's just take it from there. How was your week?
My weekend was busy, but it was wonderful. As you know, we got together and we did the Relay for Life yesterday, which was a fantastic event. We had a great time. It was a great cause. Wish so many more people would have been out there. For people who don't know, this was an event sponsored by the American Cancer Society to raise awareness and raise funds to celebrate survivors and the caretakers of survivors and to celebrate those who have lost their battle. And we met some amazing people out there, some people who pulled on our hearts and some people who are out there who are motivated and doing some really, really great things. So we salute them as well. Besides that, running around and doing all the weekend stuff, you know, all the stuff you can't do during the week, you know. So it's been a busy weekend, and I'm ready to unwind. I'm really ready
to
unwind.
There you go. Exactly, exactly. For those that just tune in, welcome to the Relation Slow Jams, an adult talk show. Well, we take the end of the week and we try to make it a nice, smooth, adult atmosphere for you with some of the best slow joints from yesterday and today. And adult talk, that pillow talk's going down tonight. So, Jack, we're going to the music. You want to let everyone know what tonight's topic is after we come out the first set of music?
Absolutely. Tonight we are going to talk about toys in the bedroom. Yes. We're going to try to remove some of the stigma, the stereotypes, and we're just going to talk about, you know, why it's really okay, why it is not necessarily a bad thing, and why it is yet a great way to explore and do some different things and take your intimacy to a different level.
My. But I understand we're going to have a guest host tonight, a good friend of ours, right?
Yes, we are trying to get her on, and she is going to talk about, you know, pleasure parties, and she is going to explain, you know, she's done them before, she's doing another one, and how it's really okay and how they're becoming crazy popular.
Wow. Okay. Well, without no further ado, once again, welcome to the Blazing Slow Jam Show. For those just tuning in, you know, right now, grab your little wine, grab your relaxation, the beautiful day, open the window, and just embrace it, embrace the moment. So let's get into our first set, Lady Jackie, and we'll come back right into that set. Is that cool with you?
That works for me.
All right. Once again, welcome to Shadow Wars Radio, Mr. Naz, and of course, the lovely Miss Lady Jackie.
A chair, even when there's no one sitting there. But love is not a house, and a house is not a home when there's no one there to hold.
Are you gonna be? Well,
gonna be, say that you're gonna be.
I'm I fear from the past, rolling the summer days of imaginings in my head, and words from my heart, told only to the wind, still even without being said. I don't wanna go.
Jam's mixtape show on Shadow World Radio.
Yes, yes, we are back. A little Luther, a little bit of Stevie Wonder, a lot of just great music from back in the day. So once again, what's going on? How was that set for you, Jackie?
That worked for me. It got me all relaxed, got me ready, got me in that space.
In that special place. Okay, okay.
That place where you just like, oof, okay, I'm good, I'm slow, I'm relaxed, I'm ready to do nothing.
You know, I know that's
sometimes
right.
You have to prepare to do nothing.
Yeah, that's right. Sometimes you just gotta like, you know what? I'm not doing nothing. It'll happen. It is what it is. It's just gonna flow with it.
Absolutely. And I think sometimes we don't take enough of those moments. We prepare for everything. We prepare for work. We prepare for school. We prepare to do all of our running around all weekend long, but we never prepare with a moment for ourselves where we're just doing nothing, trying to take that moment, and we need that. We do so much. Our lives are so busy, so hectic, that we forget to take care of us.
So, That's right. You gotta love yourself before you love anybody else. Have to do that.
I am all about that these days. You know, and
this
wonderful music that you play, it helps.
Yes. You gotta thank the Heavenly Father. Yeah, you gotta give thanks. You gotta show some humility, some form of thank you, because without, you know, higher being or the powerful man, however your religion may be, without the higher authority, we couldn't be who we are. So thank you. Thank you, Lord. The mantra has to say thank you.
Absolutely. How are you? How was your weekend?
Busy weekend. Got a lot of things done. A little tired, but you know what? It was a productive weekend. That's how I look at it. I had an opportunity to hang out, of course, with you and, of course, the other lovely co-hosts from the Ed Woman Show, Mr. Tay. You know, we had a ball. I had a ball. I felt honored, felt humbled to be around a lot of great people fighting against cancer, sharing their stories of the people that they have lost, those who survived, you know, and also just watching the inspiration from the young people to the old people coming out, because it affects all of us, you know, no matter what the color, men, women, young and old. I was very honored to be a part of it, and I can just tell you now, on behalf of this show and Shadow Wells Radio, we will be more involved. You can best believe. Trust me, it's going down, because that's something I want to give my commitment to. And you can log in now, listen to archive, play it back, because I'm all in.
Absolutely. It's something that, you know, we can give a lot more time to, you know, and life is so precious that we really need to live it to the best of our ability, enjoy it every single day, and find joy and happiness in everything we do, from the largest thing to the smallest thing. And to segue into our topic, you know, when you are blessed enough to have a partner, and you really need to look at that for the blessing that it is, and, you know, make sure that that's a real big give and take between you and that individual. Not that it's going to be perfect every day, never that, because if it was perfect, there'd be no need for makeup sex. So
that's right. I like that. Say it again. You said that makeup. The makeup is the truth.
Makeup sex is good sex. That is that no holds barred. I missed you. I'm mad at you. I love you. I can't stand you. You have all of those emotions all at once, and it is nothing short of amazing.
That's right. Just don't punch me in the eye in the middle of it.
No eye gouging. You might be able to pull my hair, you know, a little spanking, but don't punch me in the eye.
That's right. You know, Popo will be there. You'd be butt naked and in jail.
That is not a true look. Not at all.
Oh, man. The cop's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm not arresting him like this. This is inappropriate.
I can't arrest anybody. You guys are going to have to work it out on your own.
That's right. Depends on how you look naked. If they're going to even arrest you at all, I'll take you in. They may just say, look, we'll come back. You got to get dressed. That's just nasty what you got showing.
Or either y'all need to finish and then we'll come back.
Yeah. Y'all finish, because somebody's going to jail, not both. And just FYI, you know, both y'all involved, and there's some type of injury to both parties. You know, both parties are going in, but that's for another show.
That's definitely not this show. This is
exactly.
And be happy and have lots of wonderful, warm, fantastic, sensational intimacy show. That's our show.
Exactly. So let's get into the nuts of both of this show, because I'm very interested at this point. I mean, I guess waiting on our guest caller to call in. So we're going to continue on. So you're going to take the lead on this one. We in the segment, for those just tuning in, this is the Relationship Slow Jam Show, Adult Talk. We're in that segment called Pillow Talk. Pillow Talk is a segment that was created by Miss Jackie, and I'm going to give this proper introduction. Pillow Talk is that segment where we talk about adult things, adult atmosphere, adult experience, just the whole adult aspect of relationships. And we're going to go into it. So without further ado, We're going to lead off with Miss Lady Jackie. Welcome to Relations in the Pill Talk segment.
Let's jump right in. We are talking about toys in the bedroom. Now, stereotypically, it's known that, you know, some women have some things in their goodie drawer. You know, we've got a vibrator here, a dildo there, a bullet here. But usually it's hidden, and usually it's something that she will enjoy by herself when she's alone, when she's between boyfriends or husbands or partners. And it's usually not something that we do together as a couple. And the point we're trying to get at today is, why not? Why can't we use my toys together? Why can't we take our intimacy to a different level by using the toys? And you can see the things that I do to myself when you're not here or when you're not available, because I miss you so much, because you may be at work and you feel some kind of way. We want to take that whole stigma off of, you know, guys being okay with knowing that their women, A, use toys, and B, that they can use them with their woman. Okay. It's really okay.
Okay. All right. Oh, okay. Okay.
And,
but, I mean, you're saying using, I mean, how do you bring the introduction to the man? I mean, help some women that may not understand. How do you present it to some men without some of our men that's just checking out the show, trying to fiddle some kind of way, if I'm borrowing the term correctly?
Absolutely, you are. And it's like anything else. You know your mate, you know your partner, you know how you have to introduce something to them. So, you know, you may be able to lay it out. Come on, daddy, let's get this. Let's do something different. And he may be like, oh, okay. Or you may need to kind of broach the subject gently, because we don't want to hurt anybody. We don't want anybody to feel some kind of way. And that's the thing I think is the biggest issue, is men feel as if toys, we as women look at toys as a replacement. And we don't. Let me tell you something. No plastic or metal, I don't care how great the sensation is, I don't care if it's got settings between 1 and 100, can replace the warmth, the tender, the gentleness, the aggression. None of that can replace us human beings. None of that, for me, can replace a man. I want to wrap my legs around you. I want to wrap my arms around you. I want to kiss you. I want to hold you. I want you to hold me. I want to look at you. So please, by no means, ever think that the rabbit is a replacement for Robert. Never. Never. However, when Robert's not home, the rabbit can get it done. But how about if I'm blessed enough, lucky enough to have Robert and the rabbit? Oh, we going someplace different. We are taking our orgasm meter from 5 to 55. Because now that gives us some room to do some things that we may not have done before. There's an opportunity to do some things simultaneously and create new sensations that we've never experienced before.
Okay,
and men are very
okay.
visual. Men are very visual. So you get the opportunity to watch your lady do her thing. Really?
Wait a minute.
Who needs porn? You got that right there with the person that you are close with, that you are intimate with. Watch her get herself off. And you know what?
Yes.
You take control of that toy. And now it puts you in control of her pleasure.
So let me ask you a question. So you're trying to say a brother could sit back and watch, but now suppose he want to jump in and she's like, hold up, wait a minute, I'm not finished yet.
So then you can jump in someplace else. See, the whole idea of this is we're doing some things simultaneously. You don't have to wait for Rabbit to be finished, Robert. Robert, you come on in and do something else. I have got a lot of body, and there's a lot of things that need to be touched and stimulated and felt on and entered, so we can get a whole lot going at one time. And you know that all of our shows piggyback. Well, guess what? Here's the last show of exploration. Now we're exploring some things we've never done before because we were never able to do this and that at the same time.
Trilogy, all my fellas, take a close listen. See, before you jump in, you got to get the instruction first. So I would strongly recommend you sit back. See, all right, I'm going to take you back to a couple movies. Some guys may be younger, some guys may be older. I don't know. There was a movie that was like True Lies with Arnold Schwarzenegger and what's that lady?
Jamie Lee Curtis, yes.
Right. There was a scene. He was, whatever. She was, portraying some type of spy, but she just wanted to get involved because it was one of the excitement in her life. But she didn't know that she was playing a role against her husband, which was played by Arnold Schwarzenegger. So what he did was he had the lights dimmed and he had some Middle Eastern voice playing, but he sat back and he watched as she performed. In not with the toys per se, but get the gist of what I'm saying, fellas. Before you wanna just grab a toy and say, oh, let me try this. No. Let her show you what she wants done. Let her show you how. So you may want to do a listen and watch. Then after that, you now understand. I'm just saying.
Exactly. We will guide you as to what we like and what we want. And, don't get me wrong. There are those moments where you and your toys, you do kind of just want to be alone and you have that moment. But there is nothing like sharing that moment with your partner. There is nothing like being able to have him touch you. Like I said, there is no replacement for human intimacy. There is no replacement for a warm-blooded body. There is no replacement for warm, soft, gentle kisses down my spine while you play with my rabbit at the same time. Because, see, the thing is that with toys, the pleasure is one-dimensional. So, yeah, I'm going to get one off, absolutely. But just imagine if I'm getting that and I'm being touched and I'm being kissed and I'm being rubbed on or you are in some other parts of my body at the same time. That's some other stuff right there.
That's right. Now, and then we're about to go to the next music segment. I'm assuming that we'll have our guests ready at the time after the next segment. What do you think, lady? So I guess we'll let the next segment go. And what we'll do is we'll get our guests online. So by the time, we finish the next segment, ladies and gentlemen, you get to hear, of course, our guests talk about some of the things of what happens at pleasure parties. And, nothing crazy, but it's an adult atmosphere. And hopefully the ladies can go a little more deeper into it. So, Lady Jackie, let's go on to the next segment. And by our segment, we should have our other guests online, right?
Definitely checking to see if he can make it through.
All right, no doubt. Once again, for those just tuning in, you check out the Relationship Slow Jam Show, Adult Talk Show, with yours truly, Mr. Naz, and of course, the lovely Miss Lady Jackie, and our Pillow Talk segment. Our Pillow Talk segment is going down with the sex toys and pleasures, adult pleasures. Adult talk, adult atmosphere on a Sunday, the end of the week, just kind of recharging your battery right about now. So once again, welcome to the ride. Check out the next segment, and we'll come right back shortly with more of the Pillow Talk with Lady Jackie.
You're now listening to the Relation Slow Jam Show with
Jam Tape Show on Shadow World Radio. Lately, babe, I've been thinking how good it was. So
Slow Jam Mixtape Show on Shadow World Radio.
We are back. We are back in the building. Once again, welcome to Shadow World Radio. This is the Relation Slow Jam Show with yours truly, Mr. Nas. Of course, Lady Jackie, we are back for those just tuning back in. Back on a smooth adult thing. What's going
that
on?
That's grown music for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I had to do a little truth right in there. We had to throw little Dells in there, you know, just taking it back. You know, once again, we talked about it before. This show was about some of that great music yesterday and today. So, but look, without further ado, you know, I'm going to let you introduce our guest host online.
This woman is my mentor, my sister, my sidekick, my twin. She keeps me grounded, and she's just an amazing, amazing woman. None other than the most wonderful Uli Wells Muhammad. Uli, mother flipping Wells, y'all don't understand that, but she does. Uli, welcome, 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 welcome.
Hello.
Hi, honey, how are you?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
I'm good. Y'all see, I get real obvious old when she gets on the phone, right? I just went from grown and sexy to like real 2 years old.
Hola.
I'm just tuning in, so I don't know what you guys were talking about. I'm just actually tuning in.
That's great, because you're just going to jump in. I'm just going to throw stuff in your lap. We are talking about toys in the bedroom, and, you know, you are about to host a pleasure party, and you've hosted them before. So we kind of want to give people the sense of what goes on at pleasure parties, how it is a great way for women and possibly couples to take their relationship play to a whole other level.
Well, the way I try to market it, I market it where it's not just for women. You know, I have a party where the men can join into the party too, but sure, I try to keep it separated where when you start to purchase your thing, you're aside from everybody else and nobody knows what you're purchasing, so you don't feel, you know, out of place or you know, you're nervous or you're embarrassed. I think, and every pleasure party is not about toys. They have things that you can read, journals that you can read and learn how to spice up your, you know, things in the bedroom or with your relationship. They have lotions. They have, anything you can think of, they have. So it's not just about dildos, because everybody thinks pleasure party dildos. It's so much more than that. I try to make it a fun environment when I do mine. So we haven't decided quite yet what we're doing this weekend for our theme, but I think we're going to do something like margarita theme and have margaritas and decorations so the girl can come in and, you know, have fun with that. Make it a playful environment. Make it a fun environment. I also think I'm going to try to get a massage guy to come in to offer massages for the girls and the guys to relax. I think this is the first co-ed one that I've done. And I'm doing it like that because, like I said, it's not just for the women. Sometimes the men might want to buy something to have their girl try it, and she may not have thought about it. So, you know, that's a way to get them involved in it as well.
And that's what we were saying earlier, how it can become a couple thing, and you can take your intimacy to a whole other level together. It's not something that she has to do by herself, and it's not something that, you know, he needs to be standoffish about. It's something that they can enjoy together. So you guys, you know, next week I will be talking to you from Uli's Pleasure Party, because that's where I'm going to be next week. So I'm going to check in, let you guys know all the festivities and all the great things that we have going on. And if anybody wants to know how to get in touch with Uli so that they can, you know, host a pleasure party and she can come and do that for you, by all means, we're going to give you her information. And we're going to sound like we're having a good time and y'all are going to want to come. So we're going to have to screen y'all and see if it's okay for y'all to come.
I mean, it's also not for couples. It's also for single people who need to get their own thing off, you know.
Absolutely.
I mean, there are things for that too, you know. There are some of us who are single, and there are some of us who are being monogamous for whatever reason they want to be, and this is an easy way to keep yourself okay.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm going to ask the question now. What things we talking about now? Let's, Because I got a text from like, what are we talking about?
I mean, they have everything you could think of. They have two-sided dildos that go both ways. They have one that you can put on your finger and just let it sit there. I mean, they have a little bit of everything you can think of. Balls to put in your ass. They got a little bit of everything there.
Oh.
You coming?
Oh. the way that sentence the way it flowed, it just flowed. It dildos putting your ass in that. Are you coming? They, whoa, wait
they
a
got,
minute, we
got
to rephrase the question.
They got glow in the dark. That's right. They got a little bit of everything.
So there is something there for every taste and for every level of where you may be. You know, you may just be buying your very first toy, and you could be buying your 51st. So,
I don't know why people think. I don't know why people think adding spice in your relationship, there's something wrong with that or dirty with it. You know, because you want to use a lotion or a cream, then you're a freak. No, you're not. You just, you know, you just. I mean, and nothing wrong with being a freak. Please, everybody, be a freak. Freak in the bed. That's a wonderful thing. Wonderful thing.
Say it again.
But there's so many people who are afraid to let their inhibitions out. Because of what the next person may think, if it's not their husband or their long-term lover and things of that nature, but somebody they're just recently being involved with, they're afraid of the inhibition, so they hold back everything. And they think using these things or telling somebody they want to use these things is taboo or, you know, talk about me or I don't give a shit what anybody says about me. I'm getting mine. I'm going to get mine. And you can feel however you want to feel about it, and you can tell the world. And when they ask, yup, you want to know where to get yours from? That's me.
And I think that's the key thing is we're trying to remove the stigma that goes with it. It is nothing wrong with it. You even find couples who've been together for a while.
Mm-hmm.
She may
mm-hmm.
secretly have her little goodie drawer or
but won't tell him about it.
Pillow,
mm-hmm.
but she doesn't tell him about it. And
mm-hmm.
he might love to see her get
mm-hmm.
herself off or help her get herself off. Why can't we bring that together? There should be no thing that is taboo in the bedroom between me and my partner. We
mm-hmm.
can get it. And if we don't like this, then we move on to the next thing. But there is no reason why we can't get it together.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
See, that's why I love her. That's my sister. So
yep,
guys,
I'm an open book.
If you guys, again, if anybody's listening, you want to host a pleasure party, we're going to make sure we give you Uli's information, and she can do that for you. You guys, like she said, it's so much more than just toys. It is everything from a dildo to a lotion to a cream to a feather
to a handcuff.
All kinds of stuff. Handcuffs, everything. And you know what? That goes back to the last show. If you don't explore, you don't know you like things. Take a chance and do something different. If you guys are becoming monotonous in the bedroom and things are just kind of routine, do something different. Bring something different to the table. If you bring in a vibrator, you definitely have his attention. You may not have had his attention before, and he's just going to use this as a release, but you definitely have his attention because now it's like, well, what are we going to do with that?
Well, you know what? Sometimes in relationships, when you become monogamous in the same thing over and over and over and over again, both parties will think she's okay with that, he's okay with that. All right, I guess it's what we're going to do. But the other one of those persons may not actually feel that way, but
right.
you're afraid to tell the other person you are feeling that way because they think they're okay with it. So, you know, why should I push any buttons if they're okay with it? And just, you know, I'm going to make him happy to do what he wants. But what about you? What about what you want? What about what's making you happy?
Exactly. And if you're not getting what you need and then you are now secretly going to these parties and you're bringing home your little brown bag and you're
mm-hmm.
going into your little corner when he's not at home or when you're in a shower and you're doing these things because you don't think he's going to like it. Again, men are very, very visual. They like to look. They like
mm-hmm.
to watch. And instead of him watching Debbie Does Dallas, why he can't watch Monifa Does Mika Avenue?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're
mm-hmm.
right there. You're right there.
Mm-hmm.
You're the person that he's decided to be with. And again, this adds a whole other element to your relationship. something that he may be going out there to get or was thinking about going out there to get, you now bring that dynamic right home where he really wants
yep.
to be.
Yeah. And that's why a lot of men do cheat as well, because someone on the outside is giving them something that she's not doing. And why you're not doing it is, you know, I mean, that's a whole other story. But, you know, and I'm giving a pass for a brother or sister to cheat because they're not getting what they want at home. But the reason why they're not getting what they want at home is you're not telling them what you want at home.
Exactly. Exactly. And if this works for you, but you're so plain and proper, you know, he or she may be with you because you're plain and proper, but trust me, believe there's something else you're looking for, she's looking for. Give it to him because it's who you are anyway. If you've got your goodie drawer, your goodie bag, trust me, go ahead and give it to them. And, mm-hmm. and they will be more than grateful. Trust me when I say they'll be more than grateful. And there's nothing wrong with it, and I don't care if somebody tells you any different. In the confines of your relationship, you are allowed to do whatever you want to do,
mm-hmm.
how you want to do with your partner. There is no limit to your intimacy.
So, like I said, the party I'm giving this out is actually the first poet one, and I think, you know, for couples or for single men, they're all welcome. And I think, you know, it should be a fun thing. I don't know how many men are going to show up because, like I said, men are a little more closed behind, you know, in front of people than they are behind closed doors. So, you know, I don't have that many group of men that I know that are that willing to let everybody know, oh, yeah, this is what I do.
You know what? I'm coming. No. I got to step up now. I'm stepping up a little. I'm stepping up. No. Damn that. I ain't scared. Let me talk to the missus. We got to come on out. We got to come on. You know, we are. I ain't going to lie. We punks. We punks at times. Straight up.
Mm-hmm.
We're straight up punks. And listen, fellas, you can get mad at me if you want to. Say what you want. Whatever. Kill yourself. Real talk, you're scared. And listen, when you get the invite, man up. Go to that. You know what I'm
now,
saying?
Now, listen, I invited one of the brothers I know, and he said, well, that ain't my kind of thing, but I'll come. It is your kind of thing, because if she brought it to you, you do it. So it is your kind
exactly.
of thing.
Exactly.
It absolutely is your kind of thing.
That's the hint. That's the hint
thing
right there.
Is that he doesn't want to be the one to bring it home, but if you bring it home, then we can get that. No,
right.
My very first one, yep, I'm telling my business, my very first one was given to me by a man.
Well, my very first one, we shopped together, which was my husband. We shopped together, and, oh, yeah, this might be, oh, yeah, about that. Oh, hey, let's try
exactly.
that. You know, so it was a collective effort. Yes. 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 And guess what? When we divorced, he took my bag with him.
wait a minute. Hold up.
He said,
you
won't be using another with the next one.
Backtrack. You couldn't do the bag. Now, I'm afraid to ask what was in the damn bag.
Oh, Dad, you do not want to know. You will be looking. See, I'm just big sister. You do not want to know what was in my bag. I cannot come over and know what was in my bag.
I don't want to know what's in that bag and why he took the bag. He tried
it
on the shelf. Wait a minute.
It was, when I tell you, it had to be one of the funniest. He was like, you will not be using this for the next one. I'm like, nigga, all I got to do is go buy it. Then I'm like, yeah.
What are you doing? He's letting it marinate? Smelling it? I mean, what?
Huh?
Wait, is he smelling it, letting it marinate? I mean, what?
I guess he didn't want the vision of whatever we did with what we did with the next one.
I'm going to take a hug. I'm going to take a goodie bag in my divorce decree.
A goodie bag. Wait a
yes,
minute.
That is a good thing.
And, Your
bag,
Honor, I want my bag
store.
Of goodies.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow. And you know what, ladies? It is all right to have a goodie drawer, a goodie bag.
We have a treasure chest that you can purchase that to
yes,
put your things in. Yeah, it's really cute. It's a little treasure chest, and, you know, you need to put it up on top of your closet, make your bed, or wherever it needed to go. And, you know, you collectively start adding things to it. And believe me, it will spice up your life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, ladies, and also, too, you know, we kind of geared this show towards the men. But, ladies, too, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to make that purchase and bring that home to him. Worst case scenario, if he really doesn't want to play, you can still play by yourself. But don't be afraid to explore that idea with your partner. You will be very surprised. There aren't a whole lot of men that are going to say that they don't want to play. Trust me.
Yeah, absolutely.
So don't be afraid. Take that first step. Go ahead. And it's all about you. And, again, we talked about this before. There is nothing wrong, nothing wrong with self-pleasure. Nothing wrong with it. Besides, that way you can show him what you like and how you like it. So then we don't have that other issue of, oh, my God, I'm laying here for 30 minutes and I got absolutely nothing. Now when you lay there for 30 minutes, you get what you need, whether it's Robert or Rabbit. And like I said, the whole goal is to have Robert and Rabbit. Envision all of that. A whole lot going on. And there's a whole lot of stimulation. There's a whole lot of sensation coming at you in two different directions. That's a win-win. That's a win-win, ladies, for you. And then that's a win-win for you, because now you're taking her someplace she's never been before.
I mean, it really may not be for everybody. You know, it really may not be something that everybody wants to. And don't get upset if your partner is not interested in it. He or she just may not be there. You know,
but you don't know until you try. And if they respect it, if they say, no, that's really not my thing, like I said, ladies, you have it for yourself. Gentlemen, if you buy it for her, just make sure, well, you can't even return it, so I don't know what to say.
But you know what? It's so funny because some of the stuff, you got so much stuff from like 0 to 100. You have some really simplified things, and then you got some things that are like, how the hell do you put that on? How am I going to stretch? So you have things, yeah, so you have some things that maybe, you know, if he's not into to see, A might be where he needs to start from. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, don't just go full throttle and just buy the most, you know, craziest things and come on and be like, hey, daddy, let's do this. Because he may not be there, or she may not be there.
And you can't even read the instructions on what to do. So, I mean, baby steps. But that's with anything. Your relationship started with baby steps.
But you know your man, and you know your woman, though. You really do know. You know most of the time if they're willing and how much they're willing. And if you don't know them, then that's a bad relationship. But, you know, so you pretty much know, you know, baby steps, yes, but where to start those baby steps at?
Right. And that's the key is, you know, being in tune to your relationship, being in tune to your partner, knowing that if you incorporate this, this is something that, you know, you guys are both going to enjoy. And you may have to start at A, and who knows, in a few weeks you may be at W. But, you know, start small. But it's about knowing your partner. It's about knowing yourself, what you want to see happening in your intimacy space, bedroom, kitchen, bathroom, wherever it is, but what you want to see happening in your intimacy space and how you can take your intimacy to a whole other level. You know, there's nothing sadder than when intimacy becomes a chore, and we talk about this all the time. You don't want it to become a thing where it's something on the checklist. Pick up the kids, do the laundry, pick up the dry cleaning, go to the grocery store, have sex with my partner, go to sleep, wake up and start all over again. You don't want that. You want to be able to say, even if it's not every experience, but you want to have experiences where you're like, damn, you still do that for me. Or damn, I can't believe you did that to me. It has to continue to grow. If it doesn't grow, it becomes stagnant. And like anything else that becomes stagnant, it dies.
Yep.
And then you're wondering why he's looking over there or she's looking over there. It's because you guys aren't putting anything into it. You got to stimulate.
You
know,
keep putting that work into it. And work consists of talking. And it also consists of what's going on in the bed. It also consists of that.
Absolutely.
And that's the biggest problem in most relationships is somewhere down the line, you're with somebody for so long, you do become stagnant in the relationship. Whether it's we eat the same thing on Monday, we eat the same thing on Friday, we go to the same restaurants, we watch the, you know, that bedroom stuff happens too. It becomes, just like Jackie said, we wash clothes, we go to bed, we sleep together, we do it maybe twice a week, and maybe, you know, me, you can't get in my bed. We got to do it every night. That's just me. That's just
every
me.
Night.
Every night. That's just me. That's just me. But you know why? It's because of who I'm with.
Right.
If I'm not with someone that does that for me, then that's not going to be the case. But if you do that for me, then that's what it is.
And that's what the thing is, having that partner that does that for you. And even sometimes you have a partner who does it for you, life gets so crazy and we get so bogged down with so much. But you have to make a concerted effort to make sure you are bringing something different, because that is the most connected time that you have with your partner, when you're being intimate with your partner. And you guys are one, and that experience is where you let everything else go, and it's just you and your partner, and you are just connecting and vibing on a whole other level. So sometimes you have to bring something different, whether it's different conversation, whether it's the choice, whether it's the time of the day, whether it's the location. But you have to bring something different. And the whole idea behind tonight's show was, even if it's just an apparatus, it can bring something so different to your intimacy, to your relationship. I mean, you can get up the next day and look at your partner and look at them a whole other way. Like, damn.
You know, you hear married people say, we got married, we stopped having sex. To me, that is the craziest thing. I can't even fathom that. Like, I can't even understand. Like, now I'm your wife. Now we can do what we do. Like, I don't understand when I hear that. Oh, when we got married, we just stopped having sex. Also,
no,
you start hearing.
It's
you start
no
hearing.
When we're married.
It's like, but then you start also hearing, man, she come to bed looking like, well, you know what? That's crazy, too, because you can't come to bed looking like your mama, Aunt your mama, or whatever, and expect to be looked at as sexy and expect for your sexual relationship to keep blossoming if you come to bed looking like who did it. Same thing for a man. Don't come to bed all nasty and sweaty. Go take your ass, take a shower. Let me smell your cleanliness. Let me smell that, because that's going to make me turn myself on, too. So there's some things that they can do, and it daggles some things that we can do to keep that, too, because it's not just what we buy. It's how we present ourselves as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, all the toys and the oils and the lotions
in
the world aren't going to do it alone. It is nothing more than a help, and that's the other key. We want people to understand all of these things, they do nothing but help to build your relationship or give some spice to your relationship. But at the end of the day, it's what you do and where you are in
matching
your
bra and panties. Real simple stuff. Matching bra and panties, girl. Real simple stuff.
You know what? Even if they don't match, at least, you know, the idea of coming and presenting yourself in a beautiful way, and if you haven't in a while, let them look at you a little different, like, damn, I remember that. Because sometimes that's where people are in their relationship, where they have forgotten what the other person.
Because we've allowed them to forget.
Exactly, exactly. So, ladies and gentlemen, do your part. Don't be afraid to step into something different. Or should we even say, don't be afraid to step back to where you were. Because, see, all the things that we used to do to entice our partners, to
before
get
they became
our partners. Exactly. Where is all of that? Where is all of that? Don't do things that are outside your box just to get somebody. Because the whole idea is you want to keep them. So for those people who were playing with toys in the bedroom and the lotions and the this and the that, why did you stop? Why did you stop? Go back to all those things that you did, because I'm going to tell you, there is nothing greater than the intimacy that you share with somebody that you have feelings for. And when that wanes, when it dries up, when it's gone,
it's just like, why bother? Why bother? So if you're at the why bother stage, now it's time to say, you know what, we're going to do something different. All it takes is one of you to say, let's try. And that first episode. And when that first episode happens, it could spark something amazing. Because now he or she is going to look forward to it. It's like, well, what do I come home to today? What's going to happen today?
Yep.
And then they are ready to do something different. So it is an amazing catalyst when you can bring some other things into your relationship. So don't be afraid. Take that first step. Like we say, it doesn't have to be.
You know what I find funny, Jackie, too? You know what I find funny?
What?
There are a lot of men, and I'm not saying all men, but there are a lot of men who their fantasy is having that threesome.
There you go. There you go. Thank you.
How would they feel if we had that same fantasy? Nasty? Care to say anything?
No, I'm sorry. I'm not here. I was working the boards. My apologies. Can you repeat the question for me?
Oh,
yeah, do the question again.
Okay, so here's my question. It really wasn't a question, but we're going to turn it into a question. There are a lot of men, and not all men, but there are a lot of men, and their fantasy is to have a threesome. Okay, no problem. How do y'all feel if we came to y'all uphold that same fantasy? How do you feel about that?
Are you talking about the past?
It's a deep breathing going on. I'm going to need you to collect yourself, partner.
Are we talking about the past? I had a bad experience.
I'm just talking in general. Like, but see, was it you who brought that up, or was it her who brought that up? And was it with another dude? Was it with another chick?
It was me. It was me.
Okay. Was it with another dude?
Excuse you?
Huh?
Well, what was that again?
So let me see if I can get this without him having to crush the face is never gonna stop crushing. So you had a threesome. And it was you, her, and one of your friends.
Yeah.
Okay. But see, that's a little different because you requested that. Like, well, me and my boy gonna get down, we're gonna do this. That's different.
You know what? Actually, to tell you the truth, it wasn't a request. It just happened.
Okay, so that's different. My question to you is, what if your wife or your girlfriend said to you, that's what my fantasy is. That's what I want you to do for me.
And she says, I want you to be another guy.
We talked about those questions before. She's already made it clear. I mean, I've asked. She said no.
That's not something she would want.
Nah, she said that flat out. I've asked.
Well, I know your wife. I know your wife, and I can believe that 100%. I know your wife. We're talking about for the freak-ass, crazy-ass people, maybe such as myself, just a little nutty, the point I'm making is, I guess, there are so many men who are willing to tell their girl, this is what I want. It's not a biggie to them because it's you and another chick. It's no biggie. But it's a biggie if I say to him, well, I want you and I want him.
Well, you know, we've asked the question. I mean, she said no. I mean, we've talked about those things already. Mm-hmm. And no, from both sides of it, we've talked about it. And I believe that she would be honest with me.
No, I believe your wife.
Well, I think what Uli's saying is, in general, you know, and since you're the guy that we have on the show right now, how is it that men perceive it a little differently when a woman says, "Babe, you know,
a lot of men won't. That's yeah. A lot of men won't be as open to that because it's the male ego. A male ego is real sensitive. A male ego will not allow another, excuse my language, dingling in their bedroom.
Well, what makes you think, what makes a man think that we don't have our own insecurities with women? For instance, I have small breasts. She has big breasts. Okay, he might like her bigger breasts than mine. Oh, she has long hair. I have short hair. He might like her. What makes you think we don't have the same hang-ups? Not the same hang-ups, we're not talking about penis versus, but the hang-ups.
Our ego.
Just like y'all.
Well, I mean, some men, I mean, it all comes down to the male ego. Another man don't want to feel intimidated because the male ego is very sensitive, more sensitive than a woman's ego. A woman is much stronger in those respects than compared to a man. A man will not, for whatever reason, no man that I know of. And if they do allow another man in the situation, you may want to second guess your man.
And it's interesting because the same ego problem exists even with the toys. And that's what we were talking about, how men feel intimidated sometimes when they know that their woman has toys and it may be...
What do you need it for if I'm here?
Right. If I'm here, I'm satisfying you. Why do you need that?
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's not a replacement.
Jackie, I'm sorry. But the topic is really, really flowing right now. We got less than a minute. I'm just looking at the alert boards. So we got to close it out. I mean, great show. But we got to close it out. I'm going to let you guys close it out.
Uli, thank you so
You're
much
ever so welcome.
For
You're so welcome.
I love you. I love you. I love you. You guys, again, you guys can hit us up. If you guys are thinking about having a pleasure party, by all means, let us know. Uli would be more than happy to host your party for you. I just want to say, you know, ladies and gentlemen, take your inhibitions out of the bedroom and incorporate some new things and go some new places.
Definitely, definitely. Fellas, do not be intimidated. Talk to your ladies about what goes on. Be honest and forthright. You know, then you get a great answer as long as you keep an open dialogue with your woman. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, guys. I love you guys, and we'll talk
Good
to
night.
You next week. Good night, Uli. Thank you.